American mezzo-soprano Lorraine Hunt Lieberson has taken an unconventional career path. She is not singing the big roles at the Metropolitan Opera, nor is she preparing a crossover album of classical pop tunes. Instead, Ms. Hunt Lieberson finds drama within lesser-known pieces. Her recent recording of Bach cantatas was named one of the 10 best classical albums of the year by the New York Times and is currently number 3 on the Billboard Classical chart. Jeff London has this profile.
Lorraine Hunt Lieberson sees the first aria in Johann Sebastian Bach's Cantata 199, Stumme Seufzer, Stille Klagen, as the journey of finding one's own voice.
Mute sighs, silent cries, you may tell my sorrows, for my mouth is shut. I mean, this sort of speaks to anybody who just felt that kind of repressed, choked up inability to be who you are, say what you feel.
About to celebrate her 50th birthday, Lorraine Hunt Lieberson is a singer who has a hard time not expressing how she feels.
I don't think she will take on any music that doesn't speak to her.
New York Times music critic Anne Majet says she admires Lieberson's expressive mezzo-soprano and direct emotion. She calls her kind of an anti-diva.
The stereotype of diva has developed in our time, and there are certain things that singers are supposed to do. And you see Renee Fleming all over the place in her Rolex ads and her eye makeup, and that's just not something that interests Lorraine Hunt Lieberson. Her ambition does not carry her in that direction, which could mean she's going to have a different kind of career.
Lorraine Hunt Lieberson has already had a very different career from most singers, because for many years she made her living in the no-nonsense world of freelance instrumentalists. The child of music teachers, she grew up in Berkeley, California, played the piano, sang, and studied violin. But when she was 8 or 9, she switched to the viola, an instrument with a darker timbre, which plays interior harmonies, and, most important, says Lieberson, doesn't stick out.
I think that was a good switch. I think the viola really suited my personality. As a child, I was very shy, but I also had inner lurkings of of a stage persona, I think.
And for years, it was a toss-up between viola and voice. After double majoring in both at San Jose State, she was so successful as a violist that, astonishingly, she stopped singing for 6 years. But she eventually moved to Boston, where she picked up her vocal studies and joined Craig Smith's orchestra at Emmanuel Church. It's where opera director Peter Sellers first met her.
Craig Smith said, "Oh, she also sings. Should we hear her?" And, of course, it was astonishing hearing her. This wild, blazing sound and presence.
Sellers cast Lieberson in his unconventional productions of Handel's Julius Caesar in 1985 and Mozart's Don Giovanni in 1987. Her visceral performances received rave reviews, but she says she still held on to her viola until...
My instrument was stolen back in 88, and I'd already started my singing career, so I kind of took it as a sign that I was on the right track.
Since then, Lorraine Hunt Lieberson has forged a career that has reflected her own eclectic tastes. Her repertoire stretches from Handel to Berlioz to Debussy to John Adams. She premiered his Millennium Cantata El Niño under the direction of Peter Sellers in Paris in December 2000.
Many people want to peg you and put a label in what you are, and that's never interested me.
Lieberson's album of Bach cantatas comes out of a theatrical collaboration with Peter Sellers, conductor Craig Smith, and the Emmanuel Music Orchestra. Craig Smith has performed all 200 Bach cantatas at Emmanuel Church in Boston's Back Bay as part of the weekly worship service.
Many of these pieces were written at the rate of one a week, which is really astounding. Each piece is a little sermon.
Sellers' staging of Cantata 199, My Heart Swims in Blood, made it the story of a woman contemplating suicide. He required Lieberson to thrash about on the floor and tie herself up in knots with a red sash. Peter Sellers says, as a performer, Lorraine Hunt Lieberson is completely fearless.
I will ask her to do things that are extremely physically difficult, and she masters them with a kind of determination and zeal and absolute integrity.
Lieberson interrupted her work with Sellers when her younger sister Alexis was diagnosed with terminal cancer. She moved to Santa Fe to take care of her. She also got married that year to composer Peter Lieberson.
My sister died in May of 2000, and 2 months before that, I had been diagnosed with breast cancer myself. So it was all very turbulent and very difficult.
After her sister's death and her own treatment, Lieberson's cancer is in remission. She went back to work on the Bach cantatas. Cantata 82, Ich habe genug, I have enough, was set in a hospital. In it, Peter Sellers' staging met Lieberson's need to explore her emotions about her sister's death.
You know, she had been suffering a lot. She was ready to go. And so the Ich habe genug, it was just so perfect. And there I was in the hospital gown and the little socks that she used to wear, those little socks they give you in the hospital with like plastic on the bottom so you don't slip. And Ich habe genug is all about, I'm ready to go. I rejoice in my death. It was kind of a beautiful thing for me to be able to do. You know, it was an uplifting experience. It was totally liberating, because that's what the music and the texts are, really.
The staging of the Bach cantatas was not without its controversy. On opening night in New York, two critics had a fistfight in the aisle. But even skeptics said they were taken by Lorraine Hunt Lieberson's performance. Critic Anne Majette says it's gratifying to see that by staying true to herself as an artist,
the recognition is really piling up for her. And in a sense, it's the proof that if you really have the goods to deliver, people will pay attention, people will notice.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.